Hi Virgo, April here from Real Talk Tarot. Today I've got your full moon message for this full moon, September 10th in Pisces. Okay, this is going to be a watery, mystical, magical, emotional moon. Now, as always, this may or may not resonate with you, so take what messages apply and leave what does not. All right, Virgo, I'm going to, let's first start with some preliminary messages for you from Spirit Guides. Spirit, what general main messages do you have? For the star seed of Virgo, please. For this full moon in Pisces. I am sitting in my living room, and from here I can look straight up, and the full moon is right over me as we speak. All right, so what does the full moon have for the star seed of Virgo? I'm not going to write you a love song. Okay, so, Virgo, either you or someone else expects a chase of some kind. That message is from Love Song by Sarah Bareilles. Okay. So if you want to know what that's about, you can listen to that song. All right. Let's give another message for Virgo. Shadow Boxer. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is probably why you are not going to write someone a love song. Shadow Boxer by Fiona Apple. Now, this is about dealing with someone or something that has continuously caused you some kind of pain. And at some point, you became very defensive and just very unsure. You never knew what bag this person was coming out of or what situation. You know, it just is very unpredictable, okay? But it was so unpredictable that at some point it became predictable. I mean, you knew, you didn't know when or what, but you did know that it would be coming again. Okay? So we're shadowboxing. And it also could put you on the defensive to a point where you are seeing shadows that you need to box, even where they may not be some. All right? Keep that in mind as well. Because these messages are really a little, esoteric, because it is a Pisces moon. So, I'm just saying. All right, so let's get one more message here for Virgo, and then we're going to throw some story cubes. Your next message is Jezebel. All right, now the Jezebel spirit is it's kind of a lusty spirit, but it's carefree and it's frivolous and it's non-committal, okay? Perhaps promiscuous, okay? Not a good energy. You could be dealing with that, or that could be your inner monster that you will feed sometimes, Okay, that shadow side of yourself. Now keep in mind, a lot of times readers are talking about things outside of yourself, but I like to go in. So we like to put a mirror up to ourselves and look at how this could be our own self-sabotaging behavior, okay? Maybe you're a huge flirt or something, you know, to put it in a milder. And then you can't understand why people don't take you seriously. Well, because you seem non-committal, okay? That kind of thing, all right? And the shadow boxing. You could be shadow boxing yourself, all right? Maybe if you're not in really good control of yourself or know yourself that well, you could find yourself doing things that self-sabotage. Let's see what else we have for you here, Virgo. We're going to go to the story cubes. All right, because this is getting kind of deep right here, just with the first three messages. All right. For the stars of the Virgo, for this full moon energy, what's our story? Okay. We have a keyhole, a bridge, an eye, a beetle, a dung beetle, a cell phone, an open quote, the letter L, an airplane, and a teepee. So, I feel like the message for you, Virgo, is to go within, all right? Take a peek into this keyhole using your third eye. You've been pushing some burden up a hill for a long time. It could have created some kind of miscommunication with the people you love. You could feel that there's some distance to cross now between you and, you know, even if you're in a close physical proximity, there could be a lot of space in between you if we're not communicating. This could have to do with family, your background, someone you're dealing with's background. Okay, the TP represents ancestors and roots, okay? So I'm getting the feeling that Spirit wants you to see where you have been maybe holding yourself back. Not communicating. There's a bridge here. There's obviously a gap between you and either someone or something. Maybe you're denying your roots and your ancestry. For whatever reason, someone would do that. But your intuition's going to be heightened at this time. I think you're going to get some kind of a message. Something's going to come in that's going to have you peeking through a keyhole. Maybe there's been something burdensome, some secret, some unknown, and you're going to look in on something, you're going to see something, and it's going to trigger some kind of burning desire to end this situation, okay? You're going to have a need to resolve something. And this could be in this lifetime. It could be, it could even be, I mean, you know, we're going deep here with Pisces. It could be in past lives, even. But everything that happens to us in this life, you know, is a lesson that we didn't learn the first time around, or the first 100 times around, or how many ever many times you cycle through. There's a big message coming in for you, okay? Could be life-changing. Let's see. I think, you know, it might be in a good way, but at first it might not feel that. A lot of times, you know, when we're struck with that harsh truth, okay, we had in the preliminary message, I don't know if I mentioned it or not, we had the harsh truth, chaos, agent of chaos, and not feeding the monster. Now, if the monster is you and you're shadow boxing yourself, you're not going to write yourself a love song here anymore. Maybe you're going to get give yourself some tough love or someone else, okay? But either way, something's going to be made known about some kind of shadow behavior or a Jezebel spirit attachment. Maybe your family was cursed with that, you know, and you'll be the curse breaker for this generation. Because it could have been recurring, ongoing but there's going to be delays and glitches and things because we're now in a Mercury retrograde. So while we're in that energy, things are going to kind of feel like they're moving backward or they're delayed in some way. This always causes confusion. And then you throw this full moon in there with all this emotion going on. It's really kind of a hot mess. But we're going to get through it. Now, let's pull some cards here. We're going to lay down some cards and we're going to clarify and see if we can get some more to this story for you, Virgo. So, Spirit, what's going on for Virgo during this full moon in Pisces in September of 2022? Going on for the starseed of Virgo, please, Spirit. Okay, we have the Four of Swords. So this indicates a rest, stepping back, just kind of taking a break. So you may feel like you need to do this in order to see these things that you need to see. Maybe isolating yourself in some way. We have the Emperor. Okay. So that's very take charge energy. So I don't know why I just got the message downloaded that this could be you taking charge of yourself. Okay. This could be you pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, so to speak. I'll use the old term. Let's see. Queen of Pentacles. Okay, we're focused on our money and our wealth, abundance. That's a very stable, practical type of energy, which is true to form for Virgo. So all this esoteric stuff might catch you off guard. You might not see any harm in the flirting or the, because you know that you are a dependable, practical, responsible, accountable person, right? But if you're dealing with someone who isn't, that could be a problem, okay? Or if that is your shadow side, that could be a problem for yourself. That could be that little monster that you no longer want to feed, okay? And you want to get serious about your life and your commitments. Or just being committed to yourself and your own goals. Okay, but you're not going to write a love song. So, you know, maybe you're not even feeling that you're kind of distancing yourself maybe from your emotions. That could be the message. You know, spirit could want you to get out of your head a little bit and get more into your intuitive side and activate this third eye here. Okay, what other messages do you have for Virgo, please? For this full moon? What are the Pisces moon messages? Well, right next to the Queen of Pentacles, we have Nine of Cups. So, there you are with all kinds of emotion. Okay, but you're sitting on it. I feel like you're sitting on it. You're just kind of putting it on the back burner. What other messages do you have for Virgo? A couple more here. So there is going to be an end of the conflict. We have the Five of Wands reversed. That normally indicates conflict, competition. Okay. If this Jezebel is outside of yourself, you know, you might be removing yourself from what you feel is competition because there's no one trying to compete with a Virgo. You're just like, whatever. No. I'm the Queen of Pentacles in this Emperor energy. And I don't have time for this shit. Okay? I don't know why I just got that. Like, you know, you might just be tired of fighting this this battle that just goes on and on. A couple more here for Virgo, please. Then we're going to clarify these. See if we can get this straight. There's a lot of messages here. couple different potential storylines, really. It really depends on your situation. But I do feel like this has been an ongoing, you know, pushing that shit uphill. And I think you're over it. Like, this is just too much. Too much. So let's get a couple more spirit. Work with me. Give me a couple more messages for Virgo. So we can clarify this. Wheel of Fortune. So the Wheel of Fortune is upright, which is good. So things should be turning in your favor. Okay. A cycle is going to end. A completion. That's a positive. Change in your favor. Let's see. Knight of Wands reversed. Okay, there's that flirt. There's the Jezebel. But he's reversed, so he's leaving the scene. Okay. So maybe in the past, there was a history of using charm or even good looks or, you know, positive personality qualities and attributes to get one's way. But I feel like you expect more of that, more from yourself and others than that. I feel like now you are looking for real stability, real something substantial, something that has substance, you know. You're not really looking for these shallow, frivolous interactions, okay? There's something much more here, a desire and of course you don't want to be seen as Jezebel. And nor do you want to deal with anyone who is. So if someone has been, you know, a little flighty in and out here, or just displaying behaviors that make you question whether or not they're trustworthy, I don't feel like you want to deal with that. That's coming to into focus, that's coming to your attention right now. Let's see if we can clarify this a little bit, and then we're going to wrap this reading up. We got a Four of Swords out here, Spirit. Why is that here? King of Pentacles. Okay. So now we have a pair out here. We have a king and a queen. You could have been holding on too tightly to being in control, okay? Could be holding on too tightly to a person. This could be another earth sign. If you are if you're the queen, this could be your masculine energy. Maybe you've been operating from your masculine side And it's time to tap back into your feminine intuitive side. Because I did say earlier in the reading that I felt like there was a need to go back to your, to get out of your head a little bit. Let's see, what else we, why is this emperor? What is this emperor here? I don't know if this is another additional person or this is the energy someone is exhibiting. But yeah, this is someone who's taking control of the situation to end the conflict and the competition. Because now we have the Five of Wands again. Again, it's reversed. So there's definitely an end to some kind of conflict, okay? This could be as simple as you deciding, you know, you don't want to be the bachelor or bachelorette for life. You maybe want to settle down now. Maybe because you were dealing with a Jezebel spirit before, now you are, I think you're a lot more discerning and a little bit wiser about the company you keep. High Priestess, right under the Queen of Pentacles. So absolutely, this is you tapping in your intuition. You know, that open quote bubble there, that could be an idea coming to you, you know, or an insight or download even. Maybe from your ancestors. That TP indicates ancestors. So there could be people on the other side that are going to help you through this. Help you see this for what it is. Nine of Cups. Yeah, you could be, you might want to be careful of your defensiveness because you could be passing up on what otherwise would be a good opportunity coming toward you of love. You have the Eight of Cups and the Star reversed. I guess that's one scenario, but like what the rest of the cards are supporting, you moving to higher ground, okay? And that could be leaving behind previous hopes and desires. So you could be leaving behind the lustful energy, just a playboy, you know, I'm never marrying or settling down. Why is this Five of Wands reverse spirit? Why is this Knight? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, where are we? Five of Wands. Why are the Five of Wands reversed? The Hanged Man. Because you have a new perspective, or you will be gaining some kind of new perspective. Again, I feel like maybe there's some spirit on the other side. Your spiritual team, so to speak. Wow. The Wheel of Fortune, I'm not kidding you, is clarified with the Wheel of Fortune. So this tells me that that's your spirit guides are trying to tell you that if you are able to make these changes or see what's going on here, it could bring you great fortune. It could be the key for this keyhole right here. It could be what turns things around and gets puts you back on top. And lastly, why is this Nine of Wands reverse, Spirit? I need to wrap this up. My phone's gonna die. Three of Cups. That's a celebration. A collaboration. A coming together, working together. Honestly, I think you're going to be working with yourself and your spirit guides. Because for some reason, I'm just getting that you're just not going to entertain any Jezebel spirit, either from yourself or anyone else. All right, Virgo? So that's the message I have for you. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed. Stay blessed and stay tuned.